Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Memorial Day, the 29th day of May 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast, and Ray McGovern, senior-level CIA analyst for Reagan and former President Bush, will be joining us on this Memorial Day. I hope to discuss what our troops have supposedly fought and died for, that is the Bill of Rights and Constitution, home of the free, land of the brave, and how that's being dismantled. So what does Memorial Day mean to you? We are here, we're live, because we know the New World Order is coming down on America like a ton of bricks, and the time is short before they launch the next level of their tyranny in this country and worldwide, and we need to fight them. We need to stop them right now. There was a evacuation of the Capitol office buildings. Over 140 schools were locked down for 4 hours in D.C. on Friday. And this really is a martial law drill. This was the third time that this has happened in the last few years at the Capitol for the smallest thing. And, of course, the Capitol is in a neighborhood where guns routinely go off. I've been in D.C., staying near the Capitol, and heard automatic weapons fire or heard semi-automatic weapons fire, and the police and the public, when I looked out my hotel window, were acting like it was no big deal. And this whole thing is extremely, extremely suspicious. But I would almost hope that it was Bush ordering the Capitol Police at the drop of a hat to take over the Capitol and let them know who the boss is, compared to just the abject hysterical hysteria, the hand-wringing fear we saw. And I did witness over the weekend some replays, and it showed congressmen. Maybe you saw this. You've got a tape of it. We really want it. Congressmen sitting there trying to talk to the press, talk to news cameras, and having military-style police come over and tell them, turn your cell phone off and move away from that camera. Again, we're the boss. We work for the executive. We're going to tell you what to do, scum. We're going to keep you safe. We're going to protect you. It's like the Chinese emperors, empresses. They would put their feet in these little tight shoes that had basically a vice on the outside. They'd screw them tighter and tighter. They would have 5, 6, 7, 8-inch long fingernails. And you go, what does this have to do with the Capitol being shut down? Well, you get guilds that grow up, societies, organizations that grow up around extreme power. And in the name of serving their leaders, they tend to put them in gilded cages. Kind of like Rapunzel up in the tall tower, you know, to keep her safe. Is that the story of Rapunzel? I don't remember. The point is that the emperors of China, dynasty after dynasty, would actually fall, and then one of their servants would found the new dynasty. Their feet were not wrapped so tight they couldn't walk. They had short fingernails. Oh, it's so stylish that you're an emperor. We must feed you because your fingernails are so long. The style is so cool. And it's the same thing here. Oh, there's a jackhammer. We must lock the whole city down. We must tell congressmen what to do and point guns at them. Oh, we must have checkpoints on the highways of America. We must search all your homes. We must listen to all your conversations. We must totally control you. Yes, it's to keep you safe. I'm just trying to keep you safe. Like Grimer Wormwood in Lord of the Rings. Oh, Your Highness, don't get too upset. No, stay here. Oh, yes. Oh, there, that's better. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas in Denmark, John in Texas, Mike in Maryland, Tim in Oklahoma, and many others. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on this live Memorial Day edition, the 29th of May, 2006, is 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Well, where to begin today? A construction drill provides a martial law drill. Capitol shutdown highlights manic panic of post 9/11 mentality is the headline by Paul Joseph Watson today up on prisonplanet.com. What's really going on here? This is the third time in the last couple of years that just anything, any noise, any backfire, any type of problem in or around the Capitol complex of office buildings on Capitol Hill causes a lockdown of the Capitol, and armed SWAT teams descend on the complex, aiming their guns at congressmen, shoving people around, stomping around everywhere. They're controlled by the executive. They lock down over 140 schools for 4 hours in the city of D.C. It has nothing to do with reality. It's unbelievable. And we go back to the anthrax attacks, clearly launched by the executive branch, the White House on Cipro, 3.5 weeks before the anthrax first shows up in Boca Raton, Florida, at American Media, to the very photo editor who'd done big stories on his two drunken daughters falling down on top of each other and every other Bush enemy basically gets an anthrax letter in the mail, and the Patriot Act suddenly passes when, three of the five office buildings are shut down, part of the Capitol shut down. There are military, paramilitary police running around in black Darth Vader uniforms inside the Capitol. Parts of the Capitol are shut down because of anthrax. This is in October of 2001, and the USA Patriot Act passes. On Friday, while all this hysteria is going on, the Intelligence Committee and then one of the other committees that was about to confirm the Mr. Hayden, Michael V. Hayden, General Hayden, head of the CIA, which they later did that day, was locked down with armed men in the chambers with machine guns, with automatic weapons. So this is the backdrop that we have. Meanwhile, again, they locked down most of the schools, what, 140-plus schools in the city because a neocon congressman was in the parking garage and thought he heard gunfire. It was, of course, a gas-powered jackhammer right outside the parking garage, and then the hysteria began. The mind control began, so some women, some federal workers, saw a plainclothes police officer. I mean, it's so easy to pick one out, there with the white shirt and the khaki pants, with the sidearm in the holster. Oh, my gosh, a slave's got a gun. They thought it was a normal slave, not a god, police officer. And so they totally freaked out, ran screaming. And the same thing happened in New Orleans. People would be shooting alligators. They'd be, in some cases, even sharks in the first few days. Got into some of the areas on the outside of the city. People were shooting sharks. People were shooting at looters coming into their houses. You hear gunfire. Police were shooting wild dogs that had rabies. They were shooting alligators. People would hear that. Cops over the next hill would hear it. They would freak out, and then they would start just shooting in that direction. Remember the military workers were going in to fix one of the dams, and the police shot and killed, what, four of them? That got swept under the rug real fast. And so, oh, my gosh, we've got to send in the FBI leading the U.S. Army and National Guard for gun confiscation. No food, no water. In fact, emergency managers, one of them, sat there and waited 5 days while his mother starved to death and died in a nursing home. He was dutiful. He followed orders and didn't save his mama. They kept the thousands of firefighters and police on small boats with private citizens out of the city. The military got to do what they do best here in America, take our guns, what they've trained for so long. So we have this backdrop. But on this Memorial Day, think of what the land of the free, home of the brave's turned into. The land of the hysterical, cowardly lemmings. That is what we're now turned into. I mean, cars backfire in D.C., they lock down the Capitol. A jackhammer goes off, they lock down the Capitol. There's a shooting a mile away between two drug dealers, which has always happened in D.C., one of the highest crime rates in the country. Total gun ban, of course you're going to have that. They lock down the Capitol. And routinely, you'll have a small plane off course. An hour after it's even reported, it finally gets to the Capitol, they lock it down. Any excuse to do this. And listen, we've seen this hysteria before. This is done on purpose, much of it. Or they use real events, and then their policies, the default policy, causes even more hysteria. So some of it's staged, some of it is just the hysteria that's come out of the past staged events. We don't have to go around the country to fake nuclear spills and blowing up buses in Chicago or in Seattle a few years ago, running drills and running them unannounced, and then citizens see it and they panic, and then they announce, oh, it's just a drill. Austin, Texas, 2000. Phone starts ringing. Alex, turn on the news. 7 o'clock at night, I turn it on. Huge nuclear spill. Extremely radioactive. Austin must be evacuated. They're locking down I-35. They're calling out the U.S. Army. Total standstills, panic, hysteria. There were car wrecks all over the city. People jumping in their cars, driving north. Huge traffic jams. And I'm stuck in traffic at midnight. It took me hours and hours just to get up towards the nuclear spill. You know, we've got to go, so we go towards the nuclear spill. And I tune into local radio and they announce, oh, this just in. It was just a drill. It was just an army drill. I go to Belton, Texas in 2000. The mayor stands up. I have video of this in Road to Tyranny. The mayor stands up to the dais. They call a press conference. Now they told the media quietly in a press release that it was going to be a drill. In this case, they at least said it was going to be a drill. Okay, but then when the mayor gets up, he announces, we've been hit by terrorists, we've got deaths, it's serious. The media the next day has headlines, Belton hit by terrorists, and you read, in one case, it was like 10 paragraphs, and then it mentions it was a drill. The average person reading this, well, let me go back. So he announces we've been hit by terrorists. We go outside, they've got the elementary and middle school students there. They have the high school drama department there to lead it. They put fake red syrup on them, fake arms blown off, fake intestines hanging out. It's pretty gruesome. Smoke machines inside. Helicopters flying around. U.S. Army Special Forces walks up to us and goes, what are you doing? We don't like you videotaping us. And I go, well, then you can just get out of my face, boy. You can see the video. I just say, hey, we got a right to. Hey, you're the guys videotaped us last time when they ran a illegal checkpoint and then later admitted it was a drill, but it wasn't a drill. They pulled over real cars and real buses and searched them, in one case, for 8 hours, and it was a drill, but the Greyhound bus they pulled over, they never told them that. So a drill with real people. But I digress. The same troops come over. All of a sudden, they blow up a car. All of a sudden, everybody's standing there. They don't tell anybody. All of a sudden, this car catches on fire. Fire starts shooting out. They're at the local city hall. Okay, there's a car with fire shooting out of it, burning to the ground. Helicopters, smoke, troops, Marines, Navy. I mean, we've got it on video. Robots with shotguns are driving around. All of this is happening. Weird guys in black uniforms who won't say who they are. Black Suburbans, blue Suburbans. All of this. And see, people in town hadn't been told about this. So we go over to the local HEB and people are going, there's some kind of terrorist in this. What's going on right here? And see, this is what this is all designed to do. Then the next day in the Belton paper, Belton hit by terrorist, and people are reading this with fear. For a couple minutes, you get to the end of the article. It's like a half page of the front page. At the very bottom, it says, oh, but it was all just a drill. See, it's War of the Worlds hysteria. They've had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of these drills everywhere. Fake nuclear spills, fake bio attacks. And pretty soon, somebody hears a jackhammer. They say it may be gunfire. Then some women staffers see an a plainclothes cop, which anybody can tell what a plainclothes cop is. They freak out. The SWAT teams freak out. Now they've got two reports. They're running around pointing guns at congressmen, telling congressmen, get out of here. You're not allowed to be on TV.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Black Mask. Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
So this is how it works. But listen, I'm not done. In 2000, months after the nuclear spill, downtown Austin shut down. There's an evacuation. Police officers open the back of a car and passed out. It's incredible. They've got the Arab right now. We pull up. We get video. It's an obvious Marine, Arab Marine, high and tight, shaking hands, laughing with the cops, looking around. There's other plainclothes troops standing around. They drive up to Mike up on the overpass, tell him to turn his camera off. We put this on local TV. I'll put this on a film. All of this is going on, and then the psychosomatic mental problems begin. Other office buildings begin to panic. They've been hit with bioweapons, too. And then I run on TV. I'm sorry. 2 days later, it creates more hysteria. They have a stage deal at the DPS from a smell. Turns out that was a drill, a test. Hundreds have to go to the hospital. Total hysteria. I go out there, jump on live TV in front of the camera, announce it's all a staged event. I call up the local affiliate. I bluff them. I go, I've got evidence this is a drill. You better admit you're part of it. They go on TV 2 hours later and admit it was a drill. I mean, we are just defeating these people. And boy, they stopped those things here in Austin because I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to put up with you doing fake nuclear spills, fake bio attacks. Now, they still do it in the schools and terrify the little kids. But they backed off on their public stuff. And they got your kids captive doing it to them every month. But all over the country, every day I see probably 10 articles about drills. I mean, there have been thousands of these things. And this is training you. It's like Jim Jones with the Kool-Aid drills. They're just drilling you to be slaves for martial law. We'll talk to Thomas in Denmark when we get back.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan-quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
I'm going to go to your calls from Denmark to Virginia here in just a moment, but bottom line, we need to add this to the article Paul's put out. This is all the response. This is all the consequences of the government by design. They've known exactly what they're doing, yelling fire in a theater over and over and over again. They've got the people of this country so on edge that they're ready to just run in hysteria into the arms of this Darth Vader-clad stormtroopers at the drop of a hat. I mean, everybody knows what a jackhammer sounds like, and it does sound a little bit similar to an automatic rifle discharging, you know, but at the same time, It just shows what this country's turned into. Understand, I live in a city where they have fake bio attacks downtown, and they shut down half the downtown. I live in a city where they have fake nuclear spills on I-35 in Kyle, south of Austin. I live in a town where they terrorize the children in drills at schools. I live in a city just north of me where they blow up cars and tell everybody it's real. This is America. Okay, I live in Central Texas where the U.S. Army, back in 1998, has checkpoints on the highway pulling people out of buses. Okay, I mean, that's why we've been aware of this for a long time. That's why I was talking about martial law and troops. I mean, I live in a Texas where police chiefs throw Delta Force out for trying to bribe them, and Delta Force comes back and still covertly leases buildings and then blows them up. I live in Texas where I got police on tape admitting foreign troops were with them, police chiefs admitting it. I mean, I live in a, folks, we've had Czechoslovakian troops running around with buildings blowing up, okay? This is the kind of stuff we go through here. This is what we've lived through. And it's all psychological warfare testing. I read a declassified Army after action report. Well, I'll get to it later. I'll take your calls. It doesn't matter. About the Panamanian invasion in 89. Do you know what they did for a solid year before that? Exactly what they're doing here. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're in so much trouble, folks. We're in so much. I mean, imagine Americans now hear a jackhammer and almost all the schools. It says 144. Is that all the schools in D.C.? I don't know. It sounds like most of them or all of them. 144 schools locked down, the Capitol locked down, and meanwhile, every time there's some key confirmation that's in trouble, this happens. Every time some bill's in trouble, and then Hayden got approved right after all this happened to CIA director. Let's talk to Thomas. Listening in Denmark. Thomas, welcome.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome, sir.
Well, thank you.
You sound like an American living in Denmark.
I've been over there many times, and that's why I listen to your show. I have many friends over there as well.
But they said you're calling from Denmark. Are you in Denmark?
That is true, yeah. True.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Let me tell you, there's a 100% media blackout concerning the corruption in America here. And about the 911 truth movement, and no one has any clue about this over here. And let me tell you, we are sheep, okay? And I have many friends over there, and I think it's a disgrace. I'm getting sick of it. So let me tell you.
I just got interviewed by national television from Denmark, and that's going to be
on. Actually, that was my question as well, but. Let me tell you what we have done. We're a group of guys that put together an information package. We have two movies and two lectures, and we made a movie ourselves. And I've been sitting here putting subtitles on this crap, and I'm going to send it out to 100 celebrities here, including all the parties in our parliament and the military intelligence. And I'll send you one if you want one. But I think it's going to be effective. Hopefully, and that's our plan.
Well, good job. It's people like you that are going to defeat this new world order. But let me ask you this, Thomas. What do you think of the Capitol and D.C. lockdown because of a jackhammer Friday?
That's insane. But it doesn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me anymore, so. But that's what we're doing, and then I would recommend people in other countries doing this as well, because 911 affects everyone. I mean, you can see it in our legislation today, right? And it's everywhere.
Worldwide, they're using 9/11 as a pretext to set up a police state.
Exactly. And like you said, around the time the Charlie Sheen came out, you had a TV crew in your studio. And I was going to ask you, which TV station was that?
Yeah, I know it's the government.
About that.
I know it's the big national TV, government run, government funded. I forget, sir. I know it's supposedly the biggest in Denmark. List some names, and maybe it'll pop in my head.
DR.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we have heard nothing about that. Also, I'm sad to hear about the Dylan Avery lawsuit or whatever.
Well, see, that's how these rumors work. There is no lawsuit.
Okay, good.
The French brothers don't like it that he's using their footage of the firefighters talking about bombs in the building, and it's clear fair use, and it's all threats. So I appreciate your call. Now that's how this works. Somebody sends him a letter, and then by the time it's done with it, it's Martians have attacked Dylan Avery. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your phone calls on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Get some more of those out of the way. And then, speaking of bioterror drills, here's a report here. Bioterrorism drill on Thursday. In order to practice responding to a public health disaster, volunteers are needed to act as patients in a mock bioterror drill being held by the Williamson County Health Department. Following an orientation, volunteer patients will wait in lines, receive mock medical screening, review of fake patient forms, and go through a simulated dispensing station. No medical procedures will be performed and no actual medication will be dispensed. The drill will be held on June 1st from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon. If interested in participating, please respond for location. And this is in or around Georgetown, Texas. It's not okay to contact this poster. This is out of Craigslist. And, I mean, this is just classic. It's just everywhere. It's just ongoing. This is right here in Central Texas. Another report here out of the Daily Mail, babies aborted for not being perfect in the UK. Bush bans protests at military funerals, on and on and on. The gracious leader, he decides what to ban. But it's free speech we don't like, so it's okay. But right now, let's go to John in Texas. John, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
No, Alex, about a week ago, I was reading an editorial in a paper here in Houston, and it was a guy that lost a daughter in the Lockerbie, Scotland bombing, and he was condemning Bush for recognizing Muammar Gaddafi and pretty much forgiving him for his past transgressions anyway. But as I was reading that, I was thinking about Edwin Wilson. Do you ever remember Edwin Wilson?
I do vaguely. Why don't you refresh
me? He got caught here in Houston shipping C-4 to Muammar Gaddafi in the early 80s. He insisted he was doing it for the CIA. The government said he was a rogue agent. And he went to trial and they sentenced him like life in prison. But about a year ago, his lawyer uncovered the fact that he really was working for the CIA and they let him out of prison and totally exonerated him.
That's right. I remember that.
But I was sitting there thinking, I says, well, why wasn't anybody investigating? What was the CIA shipping C-4 to Muammar Gaddafi a terrorist?
Well, I mean, it's part of the public record that MI6 hired Al-Qaeda in the late 90s. I mean, they are intelligence. They are working for the globalists. They were founded by the globalists.
But nobody, I mean, they totally exonerated, let them out of prison, but nobody in the Congress or anything said, hey, what was the CIA shipping C-4 to a terrorist nation for, you know?
Well, what's really scary is whenever a CIA officer, agent, gets caught following orders, they'll put them in prison just to deny it. I mean, people working for this government should remember that.
I got one more question I want to ask you, Alex, I got news accounts that the Mexican Army was sending troops in here to help during Hurricane Katrina. But I never heard any news reports that they went back home. Where'd they go?
No, we never heard those. They were in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans. They were in areas of Mississippi. And I never heard about them going home. Sir, we have the Los Zetas, who are current Mexican military. They're not former, like the news says, running around killing people right here in Texas. And back of the newspaper.
Well, that's all I got. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you, John. I'm glad you raised that point. There have been so many cases of our government funding Al-Qaeda in 1998-99 to attack the Serbs. That's part of the record. It's admitted. Over and over again, Al-Qaeda does this, Al-Qaeda does that for our governments, but, our government's not involved with them. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. Mike, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Rockville, Maryland.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for all that you do, and wasn't for you and people like you, I'd just be one of the four hapless sheeple walking around scratching his head wondering what was going on. And we have a new DC 911 truth movement that it's in the beginning stages. May I plug our website?
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Okay, it's dc911truth.org, and I want to beseech people to come out of the shadows, all the patriots, and don't be afraid and help spread the word. Me and one of my fellow members were handing out flyers, you know, accusing the government of being complicit in 9/11 in downtown Bethesda, Maryland, at a movie theater where they were showing Flight 93. We must have handed out 200-300 of them. So we're showing films. We showed your film, the one about 9/11, the rise of the police state. We've shown Loose Change. You've shown Muhammad Atta's Flying Circus. So we're going through a teething process right now, trying to get organized, trying to find out where we want to go, but it's dc911truth.org. I have an amusing story I'd like to tell you. It won't take too long. I was at a restaurant, and I try to make it a point to tell at least two people every day about 911. I try not to be too obnoxious, and I don't, you know, I try to be methodical about it. So I was sitting at the lunch counter, and this woman a couple seats away from me, I said, yeah, you know, 911 was inside job. I was reading Wester Tarpley's book while I was waiting for my brunch, 911 Synthetic Terror, which, by the way, he's a member of our group, by the way. Nice guy. I'm the only paleo conservative there, so we don't exactly agree on everything. But at any rate, she asked me, what job do I do? I said, well, I work for an auto parts place to drive a van. I said, what do you do? She says, I work for Homeland Security. I said, oh, my God, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. I told her about Building Number 7. I told her about the 19 supposed hijackers, so some of them, you know, proven to be alive, and you know, all the facts, I just rattled them off, you know, like a machine gun. And she couldn't refute anything I said, you know. She was just powerless, you know. She tried to deny everything. She's like a scientist or something like that. But, I mean, you know, the way I look at it, if I get on somebody's, you-know-what list, so be it. Because if I'm going down swinging, you know. And I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to live in the shadows. I'm going to, you know, that's just the way I am. I'm like a bird dog with his instinct for hunting birds. I just feel compelled to share the truth with
the same way. I mean, there's not even a question of fear. These people are criminals. They must be stood up to. It's so disgusting to see how many people know what's going on but are afraid to stand up and speak out. If everybody that knew the truth would stand up, get involved, we have over half the country now in major polls who don't just believe that the government was involved or might have known what happened and let it happen, but carried it out. We are now beginning to win this fight. They're on the defensive. That's why they're attacking us and attacking others and attacking Bill and Avery. And that's good news. When you're over the target, you're going to get flack. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate that call, Mike. Good to hear you're taking action there in your area. Eileen in Mass, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome to you. I'm telling you, I don't know what we do without you, Alex. I'd like to discuss this Rayburn Building incident.
Yes, the hysterical evacuation here in the land of the cowards, home of the slaves, where a jackhammer goes off, so you lock all the schools down, and you have total hysteria, and then troops run up to and they had paramilitary police there running up to congressmen saying don't talk to that news camera.
Well, I have a different take on it. I think, you see, these people have sold out their country. And I think that any kind of noise that would remind them of a gun, whether it does or not, would scare them witless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the wicked flee when none pursue.
Exactly. And I think that's just another indication of how witless they are to begin with. I've been writing senators. I've been writing congressmen. I am a member of your TV.
PrisonPlanet.tv.
PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm telling you, I've found out more information from you and your website than I have in the last 3 years anywhere else. And I just, God bless for it. God bless you, Alex.
Well, I appreciate that. Anything else on your mind?
No, I'm just, is there any way? I mean, I know that there are certain ways, but what can we do to get these people out of there? They're corrupt.
Well, what you've got is we're basically like a bull or a bucking bronco, a horse, and they're like a cowboy on our back. And believe me, they've heard all your phone calls. They've read all your letters. They know that everybody hates them. They know that more and more people are getting wise to them. That's why they're setting this police state up. They know that we know. It's like somebody who you invited into your house for the weekend, and suddenly it's a year later, and they've got you moved out of the master bedroom, sleeping on the couch, and they're telling you to go out and get them a pizza, and you finally just go, you know, I'm sick of you, get out of here. And they're like, no, I'm not going to get out of here. I'll beat you up. I'm here taking care of you. I'm here for your best interest. No. And so that's what all the PR and propaganda is about, but it's not working anymore. I appreciate your call. And they do have three different types of propaganda. They have the pure government propaganda, which they know that no one's buying into anymore. Then they have the middle propaganda, what they call gray propaganda. You have black propaganda, gray propaganda, and white propaganda. And there's government, documents on this. The CIA in the past would assess the Soviets this way. They ought to use their own handbooks to go assess themselves. But with black propaganda, that's government put out that no one is buying into except low-grade morons. Then you've got gray propaganda. That'd be like a Limbaugh that still fools certain partisans, that punches the right buttons, that tells some truth but also a lot of lies, Michael Sandwich. Then you've got white propaganda. And white propaganda is where they can go out and find a police officer, a doctor, a nurse, a school teacher, to volunteer for Homeland Security or FEMA or any of these other groups, AmeriCorps, SecureCorps. And then you brainwash them. You give them just enough of the story where it sounds good. They're compartmentalized. They don't know what they're part of, a bigger picture. And then they go out, and their neighbors, their friends, their families believe in them because people have a gauge. They have a meter, a baloney detector, as they say. Well, they say something else. We'll just call it a garbage detector. And but if somebody believes in what they're saying and they believe they're telling the truth, then it will telegraph to you as true, and you can be fooled by it. That's why FEMA has recruited hundreds of thousands of preachers, hundreds of thousands of doctors and police officers and other people that the public still trust to a certain extent to go out and brainwash the public. That's what's happening right now all over this country. And I'm going to go to Randy in Virginia and others here in a few minutes, but let me just cover this now. Last Monday, I interviewed a pastor. We posted the documents. We posted national documents and local training manuals out of Ohio. And we posted many other training manuals that are being used by state employees in Virginia and Texas, and even what's given to the public where they say constitutionalists are terrorists, homeschoolers are terrorists, property rights activists are terrorists. I mean, we have phone numbers. You know, these are real manuals, real flyers. They have the phone numbers. They have the agents' names. They have the document numbers. I mean, the article we wrote last week about this interview with this pastor was over-documented. I mean, it was an absolute joke. How many hyperlinks, how many documents, video clips of FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists in Kansas City. I mean, everything we claimed was documented. Doesn't matter to these people. I mean, I got a couple emails like this. Reference, secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers. And Jack D., he gave his full name, but I won't use it here. Jack D. sent me this email. I ask you to prove it. And that's in bold letters. Anyone can write such an article, but real pastors stand up for the truth and would be telling congregations about this nationwide. So far, not a peep. I am no fan of government, as my research know, as my readers know, this is some guy's got a website, but I cannot accept unattributed stories such as yours without some eyewitness testimony and other actual proof. Sometimes the conspiracy exists, and sometimes it exists only in imagination. Until you can prove the facts of the secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers, you will be marginalized as a conspiracy nut with success. Jack. I ought to contact Jack D. and I ought to have this guy on the show. Hey, Jack D., do you know what hyperlinks are? Jack D., it's admitted that FEMA is recruiting pastors and community leaders. I've had in Knoxville and in other areas of the country, I've had the head of the Alabama Defense Forces on. They admit that all of this training is going on. We posted the training manuals. We blacked out the names of the very pastor. We blacked out the names of the other pastors because they want to get us more information. But we posted the official document, sir. The official document is right there for you to read it. What do you mean it's unattributed? You just say it's unattributed? You know, I even get emails every week saying there was no gun confiscation in New Orleans. Doesn't matter if I've got national news clips of it and eyewitnesses, and doesn't matter if the mayor announced it on TV. In fact, when the mayor announced that and the gun confiscation began, we wrote an article about it and actually got emails saying we were liars. Didn't matter if we had transcripts. Didn't matter if we had a transcript from the New York Times. Didn't even matter if we had video clips. It's not real. That reminds me of 1999. I went to the massive urban warfare drill there in Oakland, California, and witnessed Marines, foreign troops, Dutch, British, others, Israeli, French, training with hundreds of role players who were screaming, I'm an American, please, not the camp, I have rights. We have the fake interrogations on video that they were doing these little war games where, well, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapons? You know, what militia are you part of? And I came back and put that on TV locally, and I showed that to the world. And hundreds of times I received emails. I was confronted on the street. People told me that I hired the USS Coronado, almost as big as an aircraft carrier. I hired the helicopters. I hired the tanks in downtown Oakland. It's all lies. No, it's not all lies. It's the truth. You can go to the Marine Corps' own website and read about those drills. I don't know what your major malfunction is. I don't know what's wrong with you, but you would deny a Mack truck when it was 10 feet away from you about to run you over. Yes, FEMA is training to confiscate your guns. The NRA is trying to pass laws, quote, banning gun confiscation during emergencies. Are they delusional too? The gun confiscation was real. FEMA is on tape saying the Founding Fathers and Christians are terrorists. Project Megiddo does list homeschoolers as terrorists.
The Phoenix FBI manual says people that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. The Virginia manual out this year. The whole thing's posted on the website with phone numbers, you dummy. You dingbat. You're in denial. Wanton, willful denial. And I am sick of people like you. You make me angry. It's people like you that are going to kill this country, buddy. Because you claim you know about the New World Order, but we're making stuff up. It's like we go show an urban warfare training camp in Mississippi or Louisiana, and then you go visit it and go, well, they say that's a training facility. It's not a camp. Well, of course they're going to tell you a fully furbished set-up camp is for training. And that's what they're using a dual use for, you maroon. I mean, there's no way to get the facts across to some of you people. It doesn't matter how documented it is. It doesn't matter. I mean, are you going to deny it when they're kicking your door down for your guns or saying you got to come turn your guns in for food? When there's some big nuke attack or bio attack? I mean, you'll make excuses then, won't you? We'll come back, talk to Randy and others. InfoWars.com is the website. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Faced with video, Marines training to take your guns, you deny it. Faced with George Bush having the Senate pass total blanket amnesty, you deny it. Faced with the BATF being doubled in size, you deny it. Faced with the American Union forming right in front of you, even when Lou Dobbs admits it, you deny it. You deny it no matter how bad it is. Well, I'm not denying it. I'm facing what we're up against. We're going to go to Randy, Chris, Cheryl, Robert, Annette, and others. We've got Ray McGovern, a senior CIA advisor to Reagan and Bush Sr., been in there since Kennedy. He is coming up in the next hour. He'll also be at our big 9/11 conference, June 24th and 25th. The tickets are going fast. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Oh, and please get martial law. Please get Road to Tyranny. Please get the documentary films I produced exposing 9/11 as an inside job, exposing these vicious criminals that carried it out and who will carry out more attacks unless we expose them. You can also go to InfoWars.com to order those. You can watch all the films online right now for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Your support is absolutely vital. Let's go ahead and go to Randy in Virginia. Randy, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, you bring up some of these emails these people send you where they don't believe things. That reminded me of the Oklahoma City bombing where, live on the news that day, they were, you know, after the original bomb, so-called, had went off, and then, you know, they were working to get people out.
They had the governor, the police video of them removing the bombs.
Right.
Yeah.
The other multiple bombs, and then if you tell people that, they just totally, they say, well, you can't believe everything you see. So I think they're implying that, I don't know, maybe you went and filmed that on your own and staged it or something.
Well, then they double back and say, well, you can't believe the mainstream media, but then they believe the official report.
Right. I wanted to ask you, I was going to ask you about this Pentagon video, but you brought up these the FEMA program with the pastors, something I'm pretty interested in. What should we do when we see an article like that? Should we, you know, can we call into our local newspaper and ask them about that, and can they run a story on that, or how would you go about doing that?
Well, yeah, I would go around to the preachers and say, are you part of this program in 13,000 counties?
Right.
13,000 plus counties, and then we've got the federal documents where they admit that they're recruiting the pastors, quote, for emergencies, mm-hmm. and then we've gotten the internal training manuals that they use, and then we have the eyewitnesses. I mean, this listener doesn't get it who sent this email going, I demand the name of the pastor. That's called sources. That's what the media does. We give you the documents with the names taken out, then we give you even more info from the sources. We know their names. We know the churches. But they're asking that they have anonymity. That's what the media is built on. And then you have to judge the media source and say, have they given me good info in the past? But right beside the preacher claiming this is going on, with the documents backing most of his claims up, we then have all these FEMA and Homeland Security and State Emergency Management Agency documents that say, word for word, everything he's saying.
Exactly.
And still there is denial. I mean, the mainstream media doesn't back their articles up like we do. Have you read our secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers article? There's got to be 50 links in there, 10, 15 documents.
Exactly. I wanted to ask you about this. I know you don't like to major on this little Pentagon video, but I got to thinking about some of this eyewitness testimony, particularly this guy. His name is Frank Probst. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, a lot of them are Defense Intelligence, CIA.
Right. It says Pentagon renovation worker and retired Army officer. It goes on down. He said the plane was coming in. He said he dove to his right. The engine passed on one side of him about 6 feet away.
And he saw people in the windows, which at 500 miles an hour is impossible.
Right. Just wondering. Well, he says this great big engine from this beautiful airplane just vaporized. I'm wondering, are we supposed to be able to see any of that on these videos? Are there people diving out of the way and that sort of thing?
We're meant to debate it endlessly. We'll be right back. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.